Here with me is Dave Korbelick with Pfizer Animal Health. And Dave, today we had a lot of presentations, learned a whole lot about what Pfizer Animal Health is doing, especially in the area of BRD and cattle. And, you know, I know you've got some great products. So why don't we, first of all, just tell me a little bit about what types of products you have right now out that that are helping treat this type of disease.
Well, we've been fortunate, as you saw today, that we've had a lot of research and development that have paid off in the last couple of years. And our two, as far as in our anti-infective class of products, our two flagship products now are Exceed and Draxxin, efficacious or effective products in the market, and extended therapy, a lot of benefits to those products. And so those are the two that were probably the, you know, our flagships in the anti-infective arena.
Well, and some people might not think they're new because they've been out for a year or two at this point, but really in the scheme of products that are out there, they are relatively new. So there's still research being done by Pfizer even on these products, right, in terms of things like resistance and other things that we learned about today.
Sure. These two products, when they came to market, were actually unprecedented in the amount of research. They came at release or launch, but as you mentioned, we've been doing ongoing research and always trying to see where the benefit can be for our customer, and frankly for our business too, to see what markets that those products make sense in and benefit the customer ultimately.
So for a producer who just may not know what this can mean to them, treating early, as I learned today, which is very important when it comes to a respiratory type disease or problem, is critical. And then you've got a product now, like with Draxxin in particular, that has a sort of lasting. It stays in the animal longer, so it has an effect that lasts a little longer than products we've been used to in the past.
It's a product that both Draxxin and Exceed, with their extended therapy, have really, as we discussed today, brought around a paradigm shift in the market and in producers in the feed yard and stocker and cow-calf markets of how to best utilize those products. And as you saw today, for example, Draxxin, in a recently published study, demonstrated very successful results where the Draxxin was administered to sick animals, and then for either 7, 10, or 14 days with out any retreatment in those animals, had very effective results. So this is, as you can imagine, brings a multitude of benefits to our customer, some of those being labor savings, obviously the consistently superior efficacy that Draxxin has brought to the market compared to, frankly, any competitor we've put it up against, really bring a bang for your buck, so to speak, in the market.
Well, in fact, if I understood correctly some of the information presented today, waiting those few extra days actually you see I don't want to say a better benefit, but like you said, at the very least you're going to achieve some savings in terms of things like labor and having to retreat.
Yeah, I agree, and unfortunately one of the biggest challenges with these products we've had is getting out of that mindset that after we treat an animal, you know, the next 2 or 3 days that we need to be ready to retreat them immediately, and unfortunately with these products it brings around a little bit of time that we need to rethink our process of how we handle animals. So we actually there's unfortunately, with if you use a product like Draxxin, for example, on a first treatment of a sick animal, many times I think some of our customers may be coming in too early with a retreatment product and, frankly, wasting their money that they could have saved and let that product do what it's supposed to do.
Well, as we look forward, anything you want to tell people, producers in particular, about the pipeline? I know you can't get real specific, but with the amount of investment that you do in terms of R&D, what we can look forward to from Pfizer in the future?
Well, as you saw today, we and maybe our conservative producers may not like this, but we outspend our competitors by quite a margin in our research and development, and I think that's wise investment of the dollars that they give us to use as when they purchase our products. As far as specific topics, I can't discuss those, but what we are working on that I can discuss is what we in the industry call evergreening, or of our current product line, specifically Draxxin, we're looking at different avenues and tools that could be used. One they've seen recently, it is the only product that's ever been approved for mycoplasma bovis treatment, which we're very excited about. We hope to have some things that may come along that line in the future that can help make that even a more effective tool for our customer.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. Really appreciate the opportunity to come out and learn more about what Pfizer Animal Health is doing. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.